pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Want to go ahead with Mrs. Short?
Sure. We have a very interesting presentation this evening. We have Mrs. Short and a couple of her students here with us this evening to talk about an international travel program. I'm of the opinion this is just wonderful that we can even start talking about getting back to some normalcy again, and this would be a great opportunity for our students. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Mrs. Short to share her ideas.
Thank you. Presentation. Our firsthand pictures from my daughter. My daughter, Camilla, went on this exact trip in February, and that kind of got my juices flowing and wanting to do the same thing for Whitehall students. Part two of that is that I've been wanting to do international travel for a long time. Now, about 10 years ago, I took students up to Canada. We had a great time, and then things kind of went a little awry with having children and other responsibilities and things like that, and I was just waiting for a good opportunity to bring another group on an international travel adventure. So this year, I have an excellent group of students, two of which are right there, and they kind of put a bug in my ear saying, oh, you sent Camilla, why can't you take us? So I started getting excited about going on the same adventure with my students as my daughter did. So these pictures right here from Pompeii, that's just one of the places that we'll be able to see. Why travel with EF Tours? So besides the fact that we have used EF Tours in the past for Costa Rica trips, I just looked at the different aspects of what they could offer us. They're an international leader in educational experiences. They've been doing it for over 55 years. They're trying to make the tour experience more modern and more educational for students. So each year they're adding more educational value to their experiences. They create the itinerary for us from day one to the day we get back. And they build programs that challenge students and that ignite a passion for learning and a passion for travel in the future. They take care of every last detail. So from the minute we leave Whitehall to the minute we come back to Whitehall, everything is completely planned for us. It is completely covered by liability coverage, liability releases, and travel protection plans. So if anything should happen, we as a district are protected. They have a worldwide presence, which is very comforting. So even though we're in a different country, there is an office of EF Tours in Italy, so if anything should arise, we can go right to that office and they will be able to help us. And it allows for flexibility to change tours. So if something should happen again, such as COVID, we are able to change our tour, we're able to postpone our tour, reschedule our tour. If, because most of these kiddos are going to be seniors next year, they will be able to come with us even if they graduate. So if they still want to come with us, they can, or they can get a travel voucher to travel by themselves at a different time. How will travel benefit NEHS members? So I'm anticipating that they're going to expand their knowledge of the world around them, discover more about themselves, grow more confident and independent, and understand new people, places, and cultures. And as an added aspect for this group, because they are an honors group, I will be requiring that they do the additional project to earn high school credit. So after the tour is done, they will do the project, earn a half a credit for high school credit. They also have the option to do college credit. So if they choose to do the college credit, I of course won't assign the high school portion, but they'll do the college project and earn some credit toward international travel. Affordability. So they do have an automatic payment plan. If you enroll in the automatic payment plan, you do get a discount. There's a risk-free enrollment period. So for 1 month, if they decide after 30 days they don't want to go on the trip, they can't afford the trip, whatever may happen, they can get a full refund at that point. We will be doing donation pages that are created through EF Tours. So there's sort of like a GoFundMe where we broadcast out the different websites for each student, and people can donate money toward those pages. And then we have a Global Citizen Scholarship Fund, which I will be encouraging every student to apply for. They can make a 2 to 3 minute video where they can earn $1,000 off of their trip. The tour includes airfare and transportation, so all the transportation in Italy is covered. The transportation, or the airfare, from New York City to Italy and Italy back to New York City is covered. Every hotel is included. All breakfasts and dinners are included. A full-time tour director, so that tour director or directors, depending how many we need, will be with us 24/7. They stay at the same hotels as us, they go on the tour buses with us, they eat with us, everything. They are constantly there, so if there's any kind of language barrier, they're there to help us because they are Italian. Expert local guides, so when we go on any excursions, local guides will be there to help us as well. And entrance tickets to all excursions. I have added to our particular trip the Pisa excursion. I thought that would be kind of neat for kids to see, as well as Pompeii. Our tour does not include passports, so they would have to get their own passport before we go. Transportation from Whitehall to JFK Airport. Lunch and snacks. I will say, after seeing what my daughter ate for breakfast, they're usually not too hungry for lunch. It's a very large breakfast. But I'm sure that everybody's going to want to try a gelato. We're going to Italy. Tips and gratuities. We do have to tip our drivers over there, so that's not included. Any souvenirs that they want to buy. And if COVID is still a thing at that point in time and we are required to have a test to come home, they would need to pay that out of pocket as well. Highlights we will visit. We will start our journey in Milan and Verona. We'll look at architecture and Casa di Giulietta. We look back here. That is the balcony Romeo and Juliet was inspired from, which is William Shakespeare, and that's a statue of Juliet. We will then go to Venice, where we will see Doge's Palace and get a chance to ride on the gondolas. Then we'll travel to Florence, architecture and art, including the statue of David. In Assisi, we'll see the Basilica of St. Francis. Then we'll spend a couple of days in Rome, where we'll see the Colosseum, the Sistine Chapel, the Vatican, St. Peter's Basilica, the Trevi Fountain, and the Pantheon. And then we'll round up our trip with Pompeii, with Mount Vesuvius and the ruins of Pompeii. That is our trip. Do I have any questions?
Who would be eligible, like, age-wise, to go on this?
So for this, we are only taking National English Honor Society students. So we have 9 students that will be eligible for next year.
Mrs. Short, what if somebody contracts COVID while they're in Italy, but the Whitehall students have to come home?
Okay, I'm going to approach this from a double standpoint as a teacher and a mom. So my daughter, as I said, went on this very trip. When we booked the trip, COVID was hot, so we weren't sure what was going to happen. Every step of the way, EF Tours reassured us that if anything happened, we could postpone the trip, we could reschedule the trip, we could get a full refund. Every cent we put in would get turned back to us. Luckily, we didn't have to worry about that. My child was able to go. However, let's say if the children got over there and Blake got sick, then I could stay. They would pay for me to stay with Blake so she's not alone. Or they would pay for Blake's mom or dad to come over and stay with her so that she's not alone. Free of charge. Like, everything's paid for by EF Tours to make sure that that's okay. They've had other occurrences where, besides COVID-19, they've had H1N1, they've had Zika, Ebola, 9/11, the war, all different wars, that type of thing, and they are able to get the children home very quickly. When COVID first broke out, they had thousands of kids at different places throughout the United States or throughout the world, and they were able to get everybody back to the United States within 48 hours. Yeah. When my daughter was coming back, if you remember back to February break, that is when Ukraine-Russia conflict broke out. And as a parent, I was terrified. I didn't know what was going to happen, especially because they flew from Rome to Germany, and that's where all the troops were coming in. There was no worry. They had plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G ready to go in case anything had happened.
When are you proposing to go?
April break of 2023.
Of 2023.
The cost of the tour is $3,790.
Per student?
Per student. It is very good when you consider how much is included.
Mm-hmm. And will they provide their own monies for that trip? Will it be a fundraising event, or will it be paid directly?
We've done two fundraisers this year to help offset the cost. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to fit in one more fundraiser in the fall to help offset the cost, but most of it will come from them either getting a job or fundraising through the donation pages, things like that.
And whatever money you earn through these fundraisers, just take it off the top and divide it equally between everybody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Other questions?
Nice. Looks like a great trip.
Pretty exciting. How many board members should
I have got a lot of new friends lately, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you for organizing
thank
this
you.
And coordinating. It's a great opportunity for kids.
Okay. Very nice.
Louie and Blake, are you guys both interested in going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Italy has been, my number one vacation since, birth. That was, my
dream
vacation.
Nice. Hope it all comes to fruition for everyone.
What was it again?
Board President comments. May and June is really busy around here, I've realized. I was at the Memorial Day celebration, and Mrs. Gould did a wonderful job with the school up there, and Mr. Capron coming back to do that. That's always very touching, and it's great to see all the kids together. My only question about that is the sound system up there. How old is that sound system up there?
Mr. Capron probably
used it.
Wow. Helping his high school sound system.
It was unfortunate because it really is a beautiful program, and we were pretty close, and I couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah.
So maybe next year.
That wind and everything else that was on top of it made it hard. That's something we can certainly.
Could we work on that?
Look at.
But job well done. It was very nice. It was very nice. The dance recital was amazing. Lots of community involvement in that. Some of us went to the Elks senior dinner. Thank you to the Elks and the senior class. They were all looked like they were having a great time. Mr. Burgess spoke to them, and they seemed to be very engaged. And there's lots of good stuff going on, happy things going on. So thanks to everyone that's been involved in all of that stuff and getting us through yet another year almost. Knock on wood. And that's all I have. Any other board member comments about anything?
I just got one.
With
the pool, what's going on with the pool? I've been asked again about the pool.
Yeah,
people say it's not. I said, we haven't heard nothing.
No, haven't had those discussions. We'll need to have those discussions relatively soon once we close out the project to make a decision what direction the board wishes to head with the pool. We found that there are a litany of issues in addition to the ones that were caused by the flooding, some long-term issues in that portion of the facility as well. So we'll be having those discussions and how the board wishes to move forward with that space here at the building.
So as far as no swim program, nothing for the kids like Hewitt's?
There will not be a program here on campus this summer, but certainly those individuals that typically participate in a swim program here at school, Hewitt's typically does offer a swim program in the summer, so that would be something that people would be able to sign up for at Hewitt's. Right, correct.
Because, again, like I say, with taxpayers, the White Hall doesn't have much.
Right.
And if we spend $80,000, $90,000 for a pool, it's well worth it. We don't have nothing, especially because I know a lot of high school kids don't want to swim, but it's perfect for the elementary, and we really should have it. Yeah.
We have a big struggle getting high school kids to get in the pool during the day, obviously, and the elementary is very difficult to get into the pool because it takes the time to get them dressed down here in. We have to shut down our locker rooms at the high school while the elementary kids are here, too. So there's challenges, but there are things that we need to discuss as a board.
Again, it's a big asset for us, I think. So I hope
from a maintenance standpoint, though, wouldn't it behoove us to be looking into, you know, what equipment? I mean, in the meantime, figure out what is this going to cost us.
We already have that. We have that information.
Is that something you could provide us with?
It had been provided quite some time ago, but it's something I can share with the new members as well. And I'm sure the prices have gone up. It's been the better part.
That's what I'm saying. If you are going to fix it, then maybe we need to get the, you know, channels in motion.
Plus insurance money. Did we get some insurance money for it too? I mean, when everything went, I mean,
No, we haven't.
We have a large number of children in this community that are constantly around water. I see kids along canal fishing. I would hate to think that someone might fall in and not be able to swim enough to get them back, get back to the wall. It's a, as far as I'm concerned, it's a program we should have.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else? Any other comments or questions? Okay, superintendent comments.
Certainly, Roxanne covered many of the points that I was going to make as well, but as we near the end of the year, just a big thanks to our student body. We have only a couple here that are never in trouble anyway, but by and large, our student body has done a really, really good job kind of holding it together. As we get close to the end of the year, it's always a challenging time as the weather gets nice, but our students have been doing a nice job. Hard to believe that we're wrapping things up with graduation next week, but time is getting close. It's been another exciting year. I know last year at this time, my comments were, I hope 21-22 are back to normal. Well, 21-22 was not back to normal, but I hope 22-23 may be. So it feels like we're perhaps at the end of this pandemic, and while I hate to say that out loud, I'm going to, and hope that next year we're back the way we should be, with all of our kids being able to participate actively and readily in all the activities that we have here at school, and a regular sense of normalcy. So that's what I have.
Okay.
Could I make a comment? I forgot.
Sure.
I'd like to congratulate the girls' softball team on a great season, and I read in the paper this morning that, well, at least one person is here who made one of the teams. I'm very proud of all of you kids. You did a good job.
Absolutely.
Spread the word.
Ditto, yes. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Okay, treasurer's report.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and accompanying documents as listed.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let's see. Items requiring board action.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of May 9 and June 7.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Just second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE-CPSE minutes of the multiple dates that are listed.
Mr. Montville has
been actively running a bunch of meetings here.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next, I would like to recommend the board take action to accept and certify the results of the May 17 election, including the board members as listed, the budget passage 92-17, and the proposition to purchase a bus at 95-14. And I'd also like to give a big thanks to those individuals who ran for the board. We greatly appreciate it and look forward to continuing to work with you.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt, I think. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next, with enthusiasm, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve our international travel program as presented this evening by Mrs. Short.
Do you have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Mrs. Short.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You've had an opportunity to see multiple different pretty cool things that our students have been engaged in this year in a new group, No Place for Hate. Last year, this current year, was the first year of the program, and in the first year of a new club, we let it run and see how it goes before we approve it formally as a board. I'm happy to share that the club has been a very popular one with a great number of students participating, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve No Place for Hate as a club for the junior senior high for next year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Who's our advisor for
that? Dave Gale.
David Gale.
Each year, the board is asked to update the comprehensive school counseling plan. I'd like to recommend the board do so today and thank our school counselors for updating and reviewing said plan.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to give us approval to pay bills through June 30th of 2022. That would be our end of year billing.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the unaffiliated contracts for the 22-23 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve the contracts?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next, I'd like to ask the board to approve summer days for the individuals listed. Yearly, we have the same group of individuals that have work that needs to be completed for the for the current school year and then prepare for the following school year for our students. That said, I would like to recommend the individuals listed be approved for the summer days listed.
Do we have a motion to approve those summer days?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Is there any concern with doing these as a group?
Can we do them as a group?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to recommend Alex Gibson, Alexandria Gibson, as our school librarian. She has just completed her certification. She's been working extremely hard at that throughout the course of the year while she has been working here in the school. I'd like to recommend Rhonda Petty as a substitute food service helper, Christine Stark as our summer food service head cook, Charity Davis as summer food service helper, Danielle Holman as summer food service helper, Heather Daniels as a summer food service helper, Chad Crawford as a substitute bus driver, Kim Barber as the mentor for an individual for 2 months this school year. That would be prorated. Megan Ellis as a substitute bus cleaner. Tracy Ellis as a substitute bus cleaner. Keita Whitney as a substitute bus cleaner. And Keith Redmond is athletic director for the 22-23 school year. Additionally, you have before you a list of individuals and clubs and groups and organizations that we would like to appoint for the 22-23 school year.
Did you miss Lindsay? I don't know if you did.
Did I miss
Lindsay?
Got
them. I don't know. Lindsay?
Yeah.
Did I miss one? Lindsay Cahill, I did. No, she was, because she's the person that was mentored by Mrs. Barber.
Okay. And tell me, just remind me, in regards to the summer food program, what's going on with that?
We have multiple different summer programs running up at the elementary building this year, so we'll be feeding the students throughout the course of the day.
Good. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
There's one more page of appointments. Coaches.
Oh, there is. There's another page, yes. Okay, I'd also like to recommend to the board to appoint the coach for the 22-23 school year as listed.
What about wrestling and cheerleading?
At this point, we've not gotten, we've got the co-varsity cheerleading on here, Nicole Egan and St. John. Wrestling, I don't know if he's not on, if they're not on here, we haven't gotten the names from Mr. Redman yet, so we haven't got wrestling nailed
down. That can be addressed then.
Those are always addressed later, yeah. Yeah, anything that we haven't gotten definitively nailed down yet.
Yep.
Okay, do we have a motion for those appointments?
Moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I abstain from that vote.
Oh, thank you.
We have two resignations. I'd like to have the board act on this evening with regret. Catherine Trottier is departing us from the elementary school after 16 years in district. She's moving on to teach in her children's home school district. And I'd also like to recommend the board approve the resignation of Anna Zibro, who has taught for us the past year on our elementary science program.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Please thank Mrs. Trottier for her 16 years in the district. As a note.
Next, there has been a change to the open meeting laws that has been shared with the board. Those changes involve individuals being able to access board meetings, board members to access board meetings remotely without the multiple day notification that's required, provided the board has a quorum in place. So just a couple of quick changes in the verbiage for open meetings law that we need to approve so that we can do those things moving forward.
Do we have a motion to approve the open meetings law?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the quick changes to the education of homeless children and youth policy. These are updates that are required by the state as we move ahead.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
As with the homeless and children policy, we do have a change to the Title I parent involvement policy as required by law.
Do we have a motion to approve Title I?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the Center for Disability Services school agreement for the summer. This is for students that require additional programming beyond the end of the school year.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve our capital reserve, allowing us the ability to approve the movement of surplus funds above the 4% of the unassigned allowable to capital reserves as necessary.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the elementary school boiler reconstruction HVAC bid. Very pleased to announce that the RF Gordon Mechanical bid came in pretty substantially below where we anticipated it would. We look forward to getting that work done this summer.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
On that boiler pad, who's responsible to take the overwhelm?
Same company.
Same company.
Yeah, they remove and reinstall.
They remove and reinstall. Mm-hmm. And where is the overwhelm going?
I don't care. Yeah, yeah, they take that away as part of the construction. Yeah, they, yeah, it's in the contract that gets removed. They dispose of it. It's pretty. It's not something we're going to be able to use, but it's a removal.
If they're
doing the removal, they take it. We would otherwise have to do the removal, and that's not something we want to.
The no bids listed on this proposal, did they just not submit a bid?
Right.
They didn't submit, but they're listed here, the minimum number of companies we had to contract or something?
The number of bids that we opened. We opened three, and Gordon had the best bid.
Okay.
By a pretty substantial amount, or even right. lower than we
I have a question in regards to that. Should we be concerned that it was that much
no,
substantially
it's, no.
different
no, this
when
is
the
others
were so high?
This is the company that worked with us on the high school boiler system.
Okay.
So
okay.
They're aware of our needs and you know what needs to be done. They're very well aware of what our boiler room is and looks like. They're the ones that were on site and did everything. The other companies never even came on site to take
it. Okay. Because
I think they've got a very reasonable bid.
It was close to 100,000.
Almost 100,000
yeah.
less.
No,
okay.
Who will inspect that for us?
All the inspections occur through the manufacturer.
Great, isn't it?
We don't get inspected like a business, town, county, municipality. The state of New York does all of ours,
okay.
and so the manufacturer comes in, does the inspection for the state, and submits everything for us.
Any other questions or discussion? Do we have them?
I assume that Tetra Tech is going to be watching for overages and
yes.
Anything that's left out to monitor that?
Yeah, we continue to work with them through the entire project. Yep. So we've got our clerk of the works as well as Tetra Tech engineers that will be here.
I think it's a concern that they're substantially lower, and I would be cautious of a large overage bill that comes along.
That's
with
what them. I was concerned they were so much lower, Jared, but I guess we're good.
Yeah, we just went through the same thing at the high school. We didn't have these companies typically don't try to pull that with the schools. But yes, we continue to monitor those things.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve Gordon Mechanical?
So moved.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items of information.
Yes, you have in your packet our district-wide school safety plan. It's attached to review prior to the adoption of the plan. It'll be on our website for the next 30 days for public review. And we have coming up on July 5 at scheduled at this point for 6 p.m. in the LGI, the reorg meeting. That is something we are always able to do at a different time that day if the board wishes to do so. So it's something we can certainly discuss as it gets closer. If people want to run it a little earlier, that's fine. 6 o'clock is good. That's still good, too. So.
Okay. Do we have any visitor comments?
Is that something that is done every single year around this time, or is that specifically in regard to the mass amount of, violence that there has been seen within the school district?
No, the district-wide safety plan is something that's updated yearly.
Okay.
In preparation for the following school year. So the district plan is a very global plan, and then each year in September, either in the August meeting or the September meeting, the board approves building level security plans, which are very specific to the individual buildings and are not made public.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And also, Raven Mattson was awarded the Gold Award for No Place for Hate, and there'll be a story on it this week. So
wonderful. Good.
Great.
They're doing great things.
Good. Okay. Any other visitor comments? We're all set. We will be going into executive session. I do need a motion to go into executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. LaChapelle. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We won't be taking any action after, so you're free to...